Amen. Please be seated. The voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make his path straight. Every valley shall be filled, and every mountain shall be brought low. The crooked places shall be made straight, and the rough ways smooth, and all flesh shall see the salvation of God. Luke chapter 3, verse 4. Let us pray. Almighty and everlasting Father, we thank you for today. We thank you that we are still alive, and we thank you that we are still living in the land of the living. Father, it is time that we are about to hear your word. It is my prayer that, Lord, you yourself come and speak to your people. Come and speak to your people that we should rejoice in our salvation. Holy Spirit, take absolute control. Use me just as an instrument to speak to your people. We thank you. We give you glory. In Jesus' name, amen. People of God, today we are asked to rejoice in our salvation. We are asked to rejoice in our salvation. We are asked to rejoice because Jesus Christ has come to save us. Please, I want to ask a question. And you should answer the question for yourself, but be very honest in answering the question. The question is, looking at the way you led your life some years ago, if you were to have died some years ago, let's say about 10 years ago, 20 years ago, where do you think you will be? Heaven or hell? Hallelujah. You see, this is the reason why we are supposed to what? Rejoice. Because God did not kill us during that time. He gave us the opportunity to know him and to be in his sanctuary today as we are here worshiping him. So we have every cause to rejoice. If I'm told, there may come and say, Sir, oh, Shasania, now I brought both here and fear be a chum. One only more home. It can fear be a chum bear 10 years ago, 20 years ago, be an anchor on your meton and suffer what? Anchor Hena Obeco, Anchor Oko Heaven, and I said, Anchor Oko Bunsam Jim. Sasana Tedia, no, Yami, why be my pa? I don't see my need J set one my end. So we are to rejoice because God has given us salvation. You see, starting from the Garden of Eden, God promised to save and restore the salvation which human beings lost because of disobedience. This promise of salvation was fulfilled by Jesus Christ, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us, and he paid the penalty for our sins. So we are no longer sinners, but we are people who have been saved, and we have been saved by the grace of God. Garden throw mu ho and any pasha se. If you say yenana Adam and Eve, omu buo nyanku pon asem so. Na so nyanku pon do nipa enti. Oya na dwen se. Omu se nipa hwa se de. Na nsoso obegye onipa. Na sa wo gye no a ese oji onipa no onam Jesus Christ so ena wama yesa aka. Our gospel reading this morning mentioned a time frame and a prophet who received the word of the Lord. When we read this, we know that the account is not fiction, but real that occurred. Because the account says, in the 15th year of the reign of Tiberius, Caesar, Pontius Pilate being governor of Judea, Herod being tetrarch of Galilee, his brother Philip, tetrarch of Iturea, and the region of Trachotis, the Lysanias and the tetrarchs, while Annas and Caiaphas were high priests. Wahu, sa and somewhere in the power of Bobo Medino. Now, O man who say, yes, who are seminar, ye cano, and ya summa, a yen tro, nemum, a ya summa, a sea, a lutina, ultra, a mra, sa seminu, a sea, ye no. Tisanka, a ya santimemua, a becas, a bra, no puku, a ye hin, a hini, a was santimemu, Samrenua. Na nana ya santoane na yo hima sa me na no comfort not to ho no a no you can say all trap the exact time a 76 years say be hu say ni aye ka no enye ntro. Jesus Christ came into this world as a human being to pay the penalty for our sins, and because of that we are saved. Before Jesus Christ came, John the Baptist came as a forerunner, somebody to prepare the way for the Lord. Even in our modern system of administration and governments, when the president is going to a particular place, you find some people going ahead to prepare the way for the president. This is the road that John the Baptist prayed. And because of this, and because Jesus came into this world as a human being to die on the cross for us, we have salvation. People of God, at this time, I want us to bring our mind to, when we talk of salvation, what do we mean? When we say salvation, what do we mean by salvation? We are rejoicing because we have salvation. And what is salvation? Salvation simply means being delivered from danger or destruction. It means deliverance from harm or loss. I don't know, and they say, Yama, and in ye, if you say, Yanya and Quadje. Now, and Quadje, and I, and Yanti, I am a ninjano, and only a dien. And I met you say, and Quadje, and a senka, or how be a mania be a bow so. Now, ye, you were free, sir, a mania nimu, and none of your friends say, Unipano, when ya and Quadje. Theologically, salvation means deliverance from sin. So the back theology, and I say, yeah, Bible, and I can say, Bonnie be a no nipe be a ye. Now ya jina free sa boni no munu. Ama oni pano abenyankwa. That is what we call salvation. Sanka or how be thou so. Na enam, awa dia be a ye. Be a be a yenti. Ye you a free sa or how nim. And on the friend is a enquadje. For instance, Moses told the Israelites in Exodus 14, chapter 13, this is what Moses said. Do not be afraid. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will accomplish for you today. For the Egyptians whom you see today, you shall see again no more. Forever. For you see, the Egyptians, they were saved because they were delivered. Sameka said, Obia Jonqua. Example being said, Israel for a bra omu free Egypt, Now, Messiah called the promised land. We all know the story. And they said, the Red Sea was before them. And the Egyptians were coming. And so there was nothing. According to them, there was nothing they could do. But at that time, they had deliverance. Because they had a God who parted the Red Sea for them to pass through. This is an example of deliverance. This is an example of salvation. At that time, no, na Israel for no, na di daswasa, na bi biye ni huwa no minzo mbeti miye. It's not they were in danger. Now so onyamena won sum no no, oyi won frisa danger ni mu. Bibi sa ana your friend say salvation. It's me ene wo. Na kaya wo how ke siye mu. Ah, nanka ya wie ye ne se, ye ba ko wie e wo hell. Esa ye mboning ti. Nanso onyame na me doba Yesu Kristo so, wo hu ye mbo. Amane. So onyame ton safre ye sisi a, we are going to heaven. Hallelujah. Say ya o dese onye oko heaven na, bon se ma Jesus. Jesus abeya dia ma ye papa 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 papa. Jesus Christ has done a great job for us. People of God, I want to ask this question. Why do you think that as human beings, we need salvation? Why do we need salvation? You see, as human beings, we were created in the image of God to have a personal relationship with him. However, sin stood in our way of having that personal relationship. So we were separated from God. Se yakoye onipei. Onyankopon boye se ne seso. Se beya. Akaya ne no ebenya ayonkofa. Na so se na yenyina yenim no. Boninti emayene onyankopon entem. It is our and quadiana is in Kenya, not as a sankas and quadiano, a bomb me and a woo. I didn't try if you say, Yana, no, you're bonny, and my sa bonino, a beswire. So at this point, I want us to look at when we say sin. See, when we say sin, what is sin? At the end, a bonny, any day, dear. What is sin? Sin, sin, in my view, is any disobedience to God and his laws. Sin, in my view, is any disobedience to God and his laws. Me ma dream uno. Si akase bonia. Se bibia onyankopon ahye. Se sa oyɛ. Na ubusa de ne so no. Ano ana ye bone. And I say, Onyankopon mra wa hye, se sa mra we na ye nisu no. Se wa ni sa mra no so a, wa ye bone. You know, however, each culture has its own interpretation of what it means to commit sin. Wow, are you able to hold more? Baby, I won't. Omankwa uwom particular place a wono ene be kire se ade wo ya wo ye ye eye bone ana se enye bone bibi betima ye bone wo Ghana na nso aha enye bone epamcho. Let me ask this question, sir. Wo ye Christo ni na wo baby ti sa akra. Ah, nebia, we get a number as a seven. Why a bonnet and our new bonnet? I'm asking this question. Supposing you are a Christian, you are living in a place like Accra, and you have seven wives. I know some time ago, you were even not allowed to come for communion, people like that. We're banned from communion. What about if you were to be at Tamale? Would that be a sin? So, the point that I want to arrive at is that whatever we call sin depends on the culture in which you are. But for us, generally, any action, any thought, any word, or any act which is considered immoral, selfish, shameful, harmful, etc., could all be termed as sin. Now, so, yeah, for me, my family, dear. Adie biya obe ye. Adwin biya obe dwin. Asem biya obe kan. Any biya obe ye biya. Eye pese man kuminya. Edi eni woba. Na ebe timin so aha obi no. Eye boni. Me see any action. I told you about born in the crown. A thought, a dream. A dream, a way to remove care. Uncle free one, no. Bible say, so who saw baby caught? Now I dream, no. Ah, ready and who for power. He said in sweet to a party and can suck and rare. Hallelujah. Just say, some for San Cocano, and now those are Cocano. Hallelujah. The schoolmaster was once a student. Hallelujah. People of God, all of us, we were once sinners. But it is only by the grace of God that today we have been saved. And that is the reason why we must rejoice in our salvation. You see, just as sin entered into this world through one man and death through sin, and in this way, death came to all men, salvation also came through one man, who is Jesus Christ, according to Romans chapter 5, verse 12. For we have all sinned and come short of the glory of God, according to Romans chapter 3, verse 23. And the scripture continued to tell us in Romans chapter 3, verse 10, that there is no one righteous, not even one. There is no one righteous, not even one. That is what the Bible says in Romans chapter 3, verse 10. So, everybody is unrighteous. And so, all of us, we deserve to be in hell. But it is only by the grace of God that we have had salvation. So, we must rejoice. And then, we must love Jesus Christ for what he has done for us. I want to draw your attention to these important points which we must note as human beings. The point number one is that every human being, everyone who has ever lived, whether a Christian or non-Christian, will one day face a final judgment to determine whether he or she will end up in heaven or hell. Adebi o hodman pese Christo for yan for your Jesus so la yan shanin so The Eddie kind of say, Only Papia was our see so. So we are Christo Neon. So we are Christo Neon. And maybe Baba. You better boo attain. Now attain Mugono and a better say, Obaco heaven. And I say, Obaco hell. So we can look at this in 2 Corinthians 5:10 and then Hebrews 9:27. Also, number two, we must be justified or made acceptable to God. You see, in our human state or in our natural human state, we are all sinners and unworthy of heaven. But God, in his mercy, may choose to look, to overlook our faults and to admit us to heaven. Our God is merciful, and that is the reason why we must rejoice for our salvation. The American said, Sir Usha, any persona, a yanoa, yanina, bia, a bonnet. Ah, so nyame se or did the oya yen or de jeje ye ya anka ye mup yen yina esin ke ko hell but onyame timi fi na humo bro mu e de yan boni no e che yen se ye pam ni e ka chere no a enu ti ana ma ye ne ye nya dan kwa a enu ti nu e se ye ma ye ni je. Let's look at this. Rahab, she was a prostitute. But Jesus Christ descended from Rahab. Number two, David. David also sinned by taking somebody's wife and even going to the extent of killing that person. But God says, David is a man of his own heart. If you take Jacob, so many things, but just let's take one. He even stole the birthright of his brother. He was a cheater. Now let's take somebody like Moses. Moses killed an Egyptian, and he was running away. It was during this time that he had an encounter with God. And Moses, who murdered somebody, who killed somebody, is now a man whom God can talk to face. Hallelujah. I'm just bringing your mind to the fact that no matter the sin that you have committed, if you confess it to God, you have been forgiven. And you have what? Salvation. So you must rejoice because God has forgiven you everything that you did. Let me ask one question. Sir, if you lie, so who didn't try? Obako heaven and Obako hell. A true phone in our own papa and why? Okay. Eti Abraham. Oh, who said I near Deno? Or can I send a year any day? Eti, I didn't try now, sir. What kind of cray? Into what dream boy? Abraham away. Hallelujah. Boni bia ni wiase a onipa wa di a saa boni ni nti no onyame onfa nchew a edun ti ama ontimi ko heaven. Enu ti no de na wote de no me say a toda bi wo ho no a otimi ehwe wachi, you just cast your mind back and you look at certain things that you were doing. the way you led your life. And now, God has given us the opportunity to stand here and to preach his word as though we are saints. It is by the grace of God. It is God's favor that he has bestowed on us. I don't know. So tell me, hold on. What do I say? Now, Jane, maybe I want you to send now tear first. Then now, but Jane, I'm here to say. Now, but Jane, oh, but sorry, I feel that what Jane, I'm here to say no. Oh, who say yeah, ready? Me that was say. I say, mama, need Jane. I can't frame him. Maybe I try more. I can be a thing. Hallelujah. You see, in the Bible, there are so many things that we are supposed to do which will grant us salvation. Onipa, it is by grace that we have salvation. But in the Bible, there are certain things that we are supposed to do. Number one is like we are supposed to love God with all our heart, with all our soul, and with all our what? Mind. According to Matthew 22:37. But what do we see today? Do we love God with all our soul, with all our mind? Now, when we put, let's say, $1 million here and Jesus here, which one will you take? Today, instead of loving God with all our mind, with all our heart, with all our souls, we love money, we love power, we love prestige, we love our careers, our hobbies, pleasure, fashion. Fashion, the idea. You see, today our women are into fashion to the extent that if you are a husband and you don't give them the chance to be as all women, you have a problem. And then also, we have to love our neighbors as ourselves. Do we love our neighbors as ourselves? Jesus Christ once said, as you did it for this one, you have what? Done it for me. And so if you did not do it for that person, what is the result? People of God, we are also to put all our faith in Jesus Christ. As we are rejoicing for our salvation, we should put all our faith in Jesus Christ. Because we walk by what? We walk by and not by. And so is that what we do? As Christians, we are supposed to walk by faith and not by sight. But now, we rather walk by sight and not by faith. We turn it the other way around. And then we there. Many who we are. Many need that. At the same airport. Now, you have a gate here. You have a your plane. Now, me dey many year fast penano. No man who say a B5. And I'm so. Auntie Connie, you get in a 5. I feel me who say Salano. No, so. Or she. No, and I'm so Connie. Me say a B5. Or some Martins to be who ye. So, are we working by faith? B5. Okay, hallelujah. I'm saying, maybe Anna or quarter enough will be them. I say, or quack will be a baby, and what's in the baby? I could be an eddy. Now, according to the story, no, or call Nana for them home. I didn't know why yet. Some time ago, it is scabby, I'm say, if any take. So I'm say, no, I have 6 pence, and I come and come up in 5 weeks. Nasa Sikano, I dear bet me a tie palm wine, one calabash. It's a quano coffee and done for them ho, or go to two hoina, sa, small tecunupe no huye. And on the call, baby, ya, your tongue, and seven phone, a palm wine. And a cot tall, just one calabash in the kitano. I feel good soon, no man, and I'm for now, call you and tecunu, and so by. Osuko, Mam Kakalum, and Nadia Comfort, I am. Madame Munia Mangina, I can't say, Finn Naco, I made Jack Cronobo, and yet took up an hour of them. Hallelujah. People of God, God in His mercy has given us Jesus Christ. And Jesus Christ came to die for me and you. And because Jesus was born, and because Jesus lived, He died, He was buried, He resurrected, we now have eternal life. We are getting closer to December, where we used to celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ. And so we are to rejoice for everything that Jesus Christ came to do for us on this earth. And one thing that we must try to do is to forgive and forget and repent. Mr. Ram, so obi yo bibi afache no wati. Because Bible say, so one fawu ni ani de na nchenwa. Onu nyame so am fawu de nchew. E se ene ye ni chi se onyame ama salvation dia. Bibia obidia yo fa cheno enu na maye hu the difference between a Christian and non-Christian. If we are able to forgive, that will show a mark of Christianity. And then we are also to do God's work whilst we live on this earth. Onyame adwuma na hwe. So once we live on this earth, we are to do God's work. Just as today, we are coming to thank the Lord and then offer to the Lord part of what He has given us. This is part of doing God's work. And if we continue to do that, then we have every cause to rejoice because we have salvation. Hallelujah. And then we must also show commitment. We must show commitment. Whom we are committed to. That we are committed to Jesus. One fact that I want us to look at as I bring this message to a close, because we have a lot to do, is the fact that, number one, salvation is by what? Grace. Salvation is by grace. And all of us, there's nothing that we can do to earn salvation. We cannot purchase our way to heaven. And all we have to do is to believe in the finished work of Jesus Christ. For in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8 to 9, the Bible says that, "For by grace you have been saved, through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, and not of works, lest anyone should boast." For it is by grace that you have been saved. We are rejoicing because of our salvation. And the salvation that we have, it is just by grace. And that grace is obtained through what? Faith. And it is not by ourselves. It is the gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast. We cannot boast. All we have to do is to believe in Jesus Christ and the finished work that he did for us on the cross. That is the reason why we have a cause to rejoice, because we are all saved. Amen. Amen. Let us pray. Lord, we thank you. We give you glory. We praise you that we were yet sinners, but you died for us. And because of your death on the cross, because of your resurrection, and because of everything that you did for us, Father, today we have salvation and we say thank you. We are rejoicing in our salvation because you loved us. And because of the love that you have for us, you came to die for us. The Bible says that for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, who is Jesus Christ. But whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. Father, we thank you that we have given us the cause to believe in you. And because of that, we have eternal life. We thank you. We thank you. And we give you glory in Jesus' name. Amen.